Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, why is my mom sharing my daddy? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 33 years old and I moved back to my hometown 2 months ago. My dad is ill and my mother is doing the best she can to take care of him. At least that's what she told me. I kicked right in and started taking daddy to the doctor and to get his medication. When I couldn't do it because of work, daddy had another woman taking him and I thought she was some kind of nurse or assistant that his insurance provided. My mom said it was just a lady that my dad knows. Well, one day, dad called me and asked me could I drop him off at a restaurant and he would get a ride home. I took him and walked him inside. He met with the lady that I thought was his home health nurse. He said it was her birthday, so I told her happy birthday. I called mama and asked if she was going to join them. I didn't care if I was being messy by alerting my mom that my dad was having dinner with the woman. Mama said it's a special occasion for her, so she was allowing my dad to spend some time with her alone. I went by my mom and dad's house to wait for dad with her. He got home 3 hours later and he had a milkshake. He said they went for a birthday treat. My mom had already gone to bed, so I asked him if the woman is a nurse or his girlfriend. He said she's a little bit of both, and he said to talk to my mom about it. The next morning, mama told me that she lets dad entertain himself in that way because he's sick. My dad isn't terminally ill, so why is my mom allowing this? She seems so sad about it. Should I confront my daddy about cheating on my mom? Look, these are your parents, and you can ask them. It's nothing wrong with that. But you talked to them already, and they both gave you their answers. The woman is a nurse and a girlfriend to your dad, and your mom lets him see her because he's sick. And as weird as it sounds, that's what they told you. Obviously, your mom and dad have some sort of crazy arrangement going on here. Your dad also told you to ask your mom, which meant that your mom is well aware of what's going on in this situation. This is not a secret between them. You can ask her if this is making her sad. Why is she allowing your dad to see this other woman? But again, she told you because he's sick. She knows what he's doing. She didn't even stay up and wait for him to get back. She was in bed before he got home from his date with the other woman. So is she really sad about it, like you say? And your dad might not be that sick either. Not if he has the energy to have a wife and a side chick. You said he's not terminally ill, so this just must be something they've decided to do. I know you care about what's going on with your parents, but as strange as it is, it's their business. And don't be shocked if you do confront them that they may or may not give you what you want. But yeah, this is crazy. Steve?
Ain't no secrets. Why is my mom sharing my daddy? Well, you sharing him. So let's just get into it. You're 33. You done moved back to your hometown a couple months ago. Your dad is ill. Now, y'all ain't saying what he got, so I'll just come up with something on my own later on. My mother's doing the best she can to take care of him. At least that's what she says. So you jumped in, helped out, taking daddy to the doctor, get his medicine. And when I couldn't do it because of work, daddy had another woman taking him, and I thought she was some kind of nurse or assistant that his insurance provided. Well, ain't that the nice cover? He got y'all thinking, or you thinking, is potentially a nurse that the insurance has provided. My mom said it was just a lady that my daddy know, which means your mother is aware of this. Well, one day daddy called me and asked if I could drop him off at a restaurant and he would get a ride home. Now, I'm assuming, since you came into town and you done jumped in to kick in to take, get his medicine, take him to the doctor, that you do it when your mama came. I'm assuming maybe your mama is at work with the car. See, because I think your daddy and mama got a car, but I think mama got the car. She's overwhelmed with going to work and taking him places, so now you done jumped in and kicked in. So this one day he asked you if you could call you and ask you if you drop him off at the restaurant, he'll get a ride home. This is hustling too hard for me. All he getting a ride home, got a Lyft app or Uber app. But he fixed all that because he got this woman. So I took him and walked him inside. He didn't ask you for that. All he did was ask, so how sick is he? Well, you got to walk him inside. But you took your nosy ass in there to walk him inside this restaurant because you wanted to know what was going on. He met with the lady that I thought was his home health care, and she is. That's what she is. She is the home health care provider. Yes. He said it was her birthday, so I told her happy birthday. Uh-oh. Now the mama know, the daddy know, now you done joined in talking about happy birthday. So now you involved too now. Because you at the birthday party. I called mama and asked if she was going to join them. And I don't care if I was being messy by alerting my mom that my dad was having dinner with the woman. When we come back, I'm going to tell you the rest of it. And it ain't going to be that shocking.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, why is my mom sharing my daddy? Right after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, why is my mom sharing my daddy?
First of all, this ain't your business, but since you want to make it yours, it's time for you to have a grown folk come to Jesus. Now, your daddy's sick. You done moved back home, you started helping out, taking him to the doctor, getting his medicine. Obviously, your mama is still working. And they got one car, and your mama stay in the car. So now when she can't do it, you got to do it. And then sometimes you got to go to work yourself. And so then he had another lady come by. You thought this lady was the home care health provider. The mama know about the lady. The daddy know about the lady. And now you know about the lady. So his mama was at work and couldn't take him somewhere. So, your daddy called you and asked you if you could drop him off at a restaurant and he would get a ride home. Well, your little nosy ass take him down to the restaurant, you walk inside. Now, I don't know what his sickness is, but he didn't need walking inside. But you took it in there. And now the lady was there you thought was the nurse. So then he said that it was her birthday, so I told her happy birthday. So now you done joined in, you participating in it. The mama know he know it. So then you went home with your little messy self and called mama and asked if she was gonna join him. I didn't care if I was being messy by alerting my mom that my dad was having dinner with the woman. Mama said it was a special occasion for her, so she was allowing my dad to spend some time with her alone. I be damned. I have got to get me a sickness. What in the world? Junior, this got to be right up your ass. Boy, this finna be, this is one glorious occasion. She told you that it's a special occasion, so she was allowing my dad to spend some time with her alone. I went by mom and dad's house to wait for my daddy with her. He got home some 3 hours later, and he had a milkshake. He said they went for a birthday treat. I know that's right. And the milkshake was just the cover. Who is your guy out of here? Swing by steak and shake. Girl, let me get that chocolate shake going in there. So he walked in the house swirling the cup. They went by for a birthday treat. Now, they got to be old. Mm-hmm. So now, Ruby, you sitting in the house with Ruby. He done just left Estelle down at the motor end to swing by the steak and shake. Now you, Jocelyn, you sitting in the house with Ruby. And Estelle done just tighten your daddy up with a special birthday treat. And he come back in with a milkshake to cover for it. 3 hours, that's plenty of time. And then, so I asked him if the woman is a nurse or his girlfriend. He said she a little bit of both. And he said, go talk to your mama about it. So now the next morning, mama told me that she lets dad entertain himself in that way because he's sick.
Really?
Oh, well, we got two sick ass dudes on the show right here. We got one that's clear, and we got one that's surviving. So now, fellas, see, y'all ain't been using y'all illnesses the right way. Y'all could have had you an in-home nurse care provider. Boy, boy, boy. Now, Tommy, I know your wife. You ain't going to be able to sell that one, so you sit your ass down and be quiet.
I know that's right.
Junior, you sure bet not say that.
I bet not.
So y'all can take yourself out of the little we sick too category. It's too late for me. I know better than this right here. My dad isn't terminally ill, so why is my mom allowing this? She seems so sad about it. Should I confront my daddy about cheating on my mom? What are you gonna confront him for? Everybody know. Your mama said because your daddy is sick, she allows this. Now, your daddy's not terminally ill, so what do your daddy have? Well, let's talk about it.
Uh-oh. Okay, come on, let's go down.
Your daddy had diabetes. He got sugar. People with sugar need a lot of other sugar. So maybe it's that right there. Maybe your daddy got a heart murmur. Maybe your daddy, here we go. Maybe your daddy been with your mama so long that your mama done got tired of your daddy and she don't service your daddy no more. And because he's sick, she really don't feel like it. So she done gave him permission to go get service where he want to. Because I done lost my desire for him. So I told your daddy, and then your daddy came in here and told me whatever time he got left, he want to enjoy himself. So your daddy got a little girlfriend. I ain't going nowhere, but I ain't servicing him, and she do.
All right,
now,
Steve.
You can confront your daddy if you want to, but your daddy told you go in there and ask your mom. And your mom told you. She allowed it.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.